Richard. I'm just requesting something for the J Mascus J Files. I think he's very much an underappreciated, under-celebrated figure in the history of American rock in the 90s, and I'm really, really glad you're doing a J-file on him. I'd like to request Hide off the Where You've Been album. I just think it's a really great song, just all the guitar riffs and lines, and it just sounds so urgent, it's very powerful. And he sings it as though he's just rolled out of bed in the morning, and the words are pretty much meaningless, but I know it means something. Thanks a lot.
Hurts me to see those people hanging around me all the time. What about Sunday? To know you laugh when there is messing with my mind. Damage setting in. Tell me where you've been. I'll try not to ask you again. Breakouts I can't defend. A twisted messages I send. I walk over and we smile and all get said. Where we take you is where I wake you. It's a vice that's feeling tied around my head. I can't place it, still can't wait. It's kind of useless to tell you everything that needs to entertain. I'd be confuseless if you just grab me away, man, be on your way. I can't let it go, starting to really show. Don't you think I've tried? Don't you want it inside? What could be left?
First up, we played Hide from the Dinosaur Jr. album Where You Been, and that one was for Stephen in Wollongong. It's a track called Puke and Cry from the Green Mind album. Hello, Stephen.
How are you, Richard?
Not too bad. Green Mind is a weird album, isn't it?
It is an awesome album. It's an all-time favourite.
It's got a weird sound to it compared to some of the others.
But it has so many classics on it. It's got Thumb, it's got In the Clouds, it's got... It's just an amazing album.
Water's really cool on it.
Water is all time.
Mm. It actually kind of got a bit of a lukewarm response because there's those fanatical Dinosaur Jr. fans who just thought the pinnacle of the band was around the Bug album and they were a little disappointed in Green Mind. But I agree with you. I thought the songs were just absolute classics.
They are fantastic. And Whatever's Cool with Me is just another one, which is, even though it's, I think, a compilation of sort of his earlier hits, is just amazing. And that's where Quicksand, I love.
Bowie song.
It is just fantastic. And, you know, he's done so many great covers. Like, he's on Martin and Me, he's done...
The Smith song, the Boy with the Thorn Inside. I was just saying to you off air, we were having troubles getting hold of Martin and Me. I thought we had it in the library, but we never got it when it first came out.
I was actually thinking before, I heard the guy who was saying he saw him in Newtown last year, which I'm regretting I missed, but he sounds like when he's doing his solo stuff, acoustic solo stuff, it's like his happier era. He actually sounds like he's enjoying playing solo acoustic rather than playing in a band.
Does that come across in the Martin and Me album as well?
Very much. He just sounds like he's enjoying what he's doing.
And what is that version, because I was a Smiths fan, what's that version of The Boy with the Thorn like?
It is better than the Smiths.
Oh, don't say that.
No, it honestly is. I'm not a big Smiths fan. That's probably why I enjoy it so much.
But, yeah.
Like, I'm just such a Jay fan, and he's incredible.
What's the story behind the recording of Quicksand?
He had a car accident, and while he was in hospital, he was, I think he was just listening to tacky radio stations that were playing in that he could listen to in the hospitals, and this was one of the songs that he sort of come across and got right into, and he covered it.
Okay, it is a good version of Quicksand. We'll hear it right now. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Richard.
See you, mate.
I don't explain what you ought to know. You can tell me all about it at the next ball show. I'm sinking in the quicksand of my thoughts, and I ain't got the power anymore. Don't believe in yourself. Don't deceive with belief. Knowledge comes with death's release.
The J-Files.
Can't stand.
The first of those two songs was Dinosaur Jr.'s version of Quicksand, the Bowie classic, which came out on the Wagon CD single. And right there, Jay Maskus from his recent solo album. The album called More Light featured that track, Wastin'. And a week or so ago, I got the chance of speaking once again to Jay Maskus. I worked out that I was the last in a very long schedule of interviews for that day. And he was pretty tired when he came to the phone. I gave him the option of rescheduling the interview and he said, nah, I'm up for it. Fire off the questions. And he is, as you probably know by now, and as Seinfeld would say, he is a low talker. And he talks a bit like Stephen Wright, the comedian, as well. He's a very slow talker. So anyway, bear that in mind. This is the interview that occurred about a week ago with Jay Maskus. Essentially, I mean, I've been reading some of the past interviews you've been doing since this record came out, and it's interesting. I'll put this into context of something that Stephen Malkmus from Pavement said about his solo album, which is just about to come out as well. He said that he tried to make something which didn't sound like Pavement, but he finished it and realised that he couldn't get away from it. It just ended up sounding like Pavement. Were you concerned at all about this record sounding like or not sounding like the stuff you'd done with Dinosaur Jr.?
Not really. I thought it probably would, but I wrote some songs on keyboard, which I thought sounded different to me, and things that sound different to me, I don't think this necessarily sound that different to other people. You know, it's like, you know, things I focus on that sound different, like, I don't think people notice, you know, in the grander scheme, I think it still sounds like me, you know. And I tend to, you know, focus more on, like, oh, this guitar sound is totally different, so it sounds different, but to other people it sounds exactly the same.
Do you actually listen to your own records?
Once in a while I put it on just out of curiosity is what it sounds like and stuff. It's like, oh, that's weird. But I've heard it so many times by the time it comes out.
You don't need, yeah,
hundreds of thousands.
You don't need to hear it ever again, really, do you?
Yeah, just occasionally.
Are you proud of what you achieved with Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I would. It's more than I thought I would do, I guess.
You had a sizable career with that group or that name, really, didn't you?
Get a job or anything, like work at McDonald's. That's been good.
Do you feel like you're getting better and better and better with the more music you make?
No.
You don't? Really? You feel like you're just sort of on a plateau?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like most people write their best stuff at the beginning and then, you know, maybe occasionally write something that's pretty good after that. But usually most people are trying to, seems like, write something as good as their first stuff. Seems to be the story with most bands or musicians.
Yeah. It is. It's a common occurrence in popular music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could it be that people?
It's just like, maybe, I don't know, it's more organic back then, and then, you know, before you were more innocent about it, or I don't know, and then once it's something you do and you're trying to do it, it gets harder, it slips away or something. I don't know.
Is it also part of the fact that working within the music industry itself can drain a lot of musicians and a lot of their enthusiasm?
Well, I think it can if you're not really, you know, you have to be really into playing music for music's sake, and if you get caught up in the business, you'll definitely get crushed, I think. You know, you've just got to have the desire to play. It's hard to, I think, be a musician if you're just trying to do it as a career and you're not driven just to play music for its own sake.
So how do you see, within that context of some musicians having their best work at the beginning of their career, you would obviously disagree with that scenario for your music, because you made better albums as you went along, don't you think?
I don't know, I just look at it as like it's just a, they're all just like a, you know, a reflection of where I was at the time. It's just kind of like diaries or something, you know, the different, you know, stages of my life.
Session which Dinosaur Jr. did for the BBC in the UK, that one dating the 25th of April 1989, a song which was from the Bug album called Budge.
The J-Files.
Hey, g'day, Richard. My name's Steve Andrews. I'm calling from Adelaide, and I've got an obscure Jay Macy's song for you if you're interested. It's off Mike Watt's Bullhog or Tugboat album, which came out, I think it was 95. And the very second last track on it is called Maggot Brain. I'm pretty sure that Maggot Brain is a Frank Zappa number, an old Frank Zappa number. It's a pretty interesting one.
It is an interesting one. It is a track we have, and it is about to be played. It wasn't Zappa who did it originally. It's actually a George Clinton composition, funkadelic track. It is wonderful. Maggot Brain, he co-wrote that with his guitarist, Eddie Hazel. It's from the Mike Watt album, which is called Ball Hog and Tugboat, and it's Jay Maskus. But anyway, that's besides the point. We don't like to nitpick. Here's the track.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I've tasted the maggots in the mine of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
amazing playing, isn't it? That version of Maggot Brain, originally done years ago by Funkadelic, but that version comes from Mike Watt's album of 1995. And the collaboration, he got a whole bunch of special guests to help him out on the recording of that album, most of it original material. But playing bass was Mike Watt, of course, Jay Maskus on guitar, and on keyboards, Bernie Worrell. Pretty fascinating collaboration of musicians there. And I do believe that Mike Watt is going to be in the touring band when Jay comes to town at the end of next week. Maybe we can find out a bit more about what Jay Maskus is up to at the moment by speaking to the guy who runs the freakscene.net. If you're into the music of Jay Maskus or Dinosaur Jr., you've probably seen this website, which got up and going in 1997. And the guy who runs it is Jeremiah Hefter in North Carolina, and he joins us tonight on Triple J. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. 1997 was when you set up freakscene.net?
Yeah, well, the domain name just came in maybe a little over a year and a half ago. It used to be freakscene.simplenet.com with a different host, and I just upgraded.
Okay. You're doing a fair bit of upgrading at the moment, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Our server, we have been hit so hard that the server couldn't handle it, and we brought it to its knees. So I'm in the process of moving everything so I can get everything open finally.
You get that many hits, do you?
Oh, yeah, it's very popular.
And it's probably really popular because you're kind of like the main site, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. There used to be a few more, and what I tried to do was accent those at first and provide all the multimedia, and as they fizzled away, I started taking over everything, and we all still help each other.
We actually are going to keep you linked to our website as well, so as more of the information and more of the things that you've got built up in your collection come back on online for you, people will be able to hit on them down the path. So if they go there now, they might not find a lot of stuff, but they will down the track. But tell me, you're obviously, are you in contact with Jay personally?
Yeah, we talked a bit via email, which it took me a while to believe it was actually him.
Did you ask him some questions to quiz him so that you knew it was him?
Yeah, slowly but surely I asked a few odd questions, and I still wanted to confirm it when I met him a while back.
Yeah.
Some questions that we talked about via email just to make sure.
Right, okay, because you thought you might have a hoax on your hand or something.
Absolutely.
What's he like? Is he into the site and the way that you've developed it?
Yeah, he's pretty funny. When I met him, he actually said that his family gets out here to see what he's doing. That's pretty neat.
Sorry, run that past me again. What did he say?
He said his family actually checks out the site to find out what he's up to.
Oh, is that right? They keep tabs on him through your website. He must, yeah, you'd be an interesting guy to have in your family, don't you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. He's pretty funny.
What do you make of him? What sort of a character do you think he is?
I think he's quiet, but he likes to, as far as his persona as a star, he likes to let his music speak for what he does and doesn't think, I don't know, he's pretty complex. He's very, very intelligent. He just doesn't go out and BS a lot.
Yeah, that's very true. He doesn't sort of play the bullshit game that a lot of other rock stars do in the media.
Absolutely. He's straight and to the point.
When did you first get into, why the fascination for you personally in his music?
I started out playing drums when I was young and started playing bass and guitar. And I don't know, when I first heard their music, I was in like high school, and it's just been overwhelming ever since. I went on a mission with some friends to collect everything we could.
Wow, okay. And how many years ago was this then?
Probably 8 or 9.
Yeah. And so you got a fair amount of stuff in your collection?
Oh, absolutely. Crates full of stuff from around the world.
Yeah, there's so much to collect. I mean, he's done a lot of playing and there's a lot of recordings out there.
Yes. And that was another reason behind the website is when I went to look for things when I first got internet access, I could find hardly anything, and I wanted to make a site that I wanted at that time to share all the great things that he's done and just pretty much promote them more.
Yeah. What is he up to at the moment? Because he's coming out here with his new band, The Fog. Is Mike Watt in the lineup?
Oh, absolutely. It's still Mike Watt and George Burrs, and they're doing some great music. I mean, they're doing some Stooges covers live and all sorts of cool stuff.
When was the last time you saw them play?
In October.
In October. And they were in good form?
Oh, absolutely. Great form. There's some live, if you check out the site, I have some links to a live performance where you can watch a complete show and check it out for yourself. I mean, they're just amazing.
Really? You've got that up on your website at the moment?
Yeah, it's a link to another site that broadcast it from Paris a few months back.
Right, fantastic, yeah. Brilliant. What do you reckon of the new album, too? I reckon it's pretty cool.
Oh, it just blew me away. It's a lot like Dinosaur, but in the same way, nothing like Dinosaur. It's great.
Yeah. And he seems to be in good form. We're looking forward to seeing him out here once again. He's sort of been good to Australian fans. He's made sure that he comes out, whether it be Dinosaur Jr. tours or whether it just be solo tours. He's come out here a fair bit. So we're looking forward to it again next week. Anyway, listen, we'll let you fly. I'm glad we finally got in touch with you because we've been trying madly for the last hour to call you, but you had given us the wrong phone number, you doofus.
I apologize.
We've been ringing everyone in North Carolina trying to get this number right, and then finally we hit on the combination and we got you to email the correct number. So I'm glad we touched base anyway. Listen, good luck with getting all the stuff, back up on freakscene.net. And as I said, we'll keep all the Triple J listeners linked to your website so they can log on at various times if they're into the music of Jay Maskus and get some more of the goodies you put up there.
Oh, we have lots of surprises ahead. It's going to blow what it is now away.
Okay. Good luck with that server.
Thanks.
See you, Jeremiah.
Thank you. Have a good one.
But I miss
not actually a Jay Maskus composition, originally written by Richard Thompson, a track called I Misunderstood, but Jay Maskus and Dinosaur Jr. doing their version of that track from the tribute album to Richard Thompson, came out a few years ago now, called Beat the Retreat, and there was also artists like David Byrne and REM on that CD as well. And Dinosaur Jr. also did tracks for tribute albums to Kiss, as well as Neil Young. Now, the Judgment Night soundtrack, we'll just play a part of this because this was an interesting collaboration between Dinosaur Jr. and Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and they did this track, which they co-wrote together, called Missing Link.
Did you like how I spiked the ball? Despite your all, you can come bite a small portion. There's more in the vault. Halt, have a malt. I alter your brain patterns. Yeah, it's my fault. I sustain better blends of words, hers, they'll be damn deep. The speech for you to reach. I'm just me, no simile. Never flows with belief, cause it's meant to be. The truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth. I tell it to the youth, propelling on the proof in the wind. Wouldn't you like to know? Oh no, you didn't. My flow's never quitting. And that's the truth, the motherfucking truth, my man, my man.
Once again, a piece taken from the Judgment Night soundtrack, which teamed up a bunch of rock bands with hip-hop artists, and Dinosaur Jr. were teamed with Del the Funky Homo Sapien on that track called Missing Link. Paul Brent is standing by to take over from me. That's it for this week's J-Files on Jay Maskus. And here's a popular track to go out on, Going Home, for Marcus and Justin in Melbourne.
In the place you said you need me, I don't see you. That's all you ever tell me. Seems you don't wanna be found. Don't come over, can't get lower. No more me, I've been bleeding. Got a blast of what I should be busy doing. Guess I'm. I'm
J-Files.